Chapter 50, Achilles' Response. Agamemnon finally agreed. He called Odysseus and Ajax to him. "Go to Achilles," he said, "return Briseis to him, and give him anything that he asks for. I will even give him a daughter for his wife if he wants her." His voice cracked as he said this, not from pride, but from sorrow. It brought back painful memories of another daughter he had lost. Odysseus and Ajax went straight to where Achilles and his men were camped. They found Achilles sitting on the beach playing his lyre, while Patroclus sat by his side listening. "Welcome," Achilles said warmly. "Patroclus, bring food and wine. We must welcome our dear friends." They ate, and once they had finished, Odysseus told Achilles about Agamemnon's request. "Our men will die tomorrow if you don't join us," he added. Achilles looked into the fire and did not answer. "What would your father think if you abandoned our men like this over one woman?" continued Odysseus. "Think of the glory you could gain in battle when you finally kill Hector, take Troy, and save our people." Achilles' answer was short. "I will not do anything for that man. I hate him like the gates of death. Let him think of a way to save his men. He is their leader, isn't he?" "But there is such thing as forgiveness, Achilles," said Odysseus. "Even the gods change their will, and they have greater honor, strength, and power. Agamemnon does not know what to do. He comes to you on his knees. We don't blame you for your anger before, but now things are different. Relent." "It degrades you to do what that dog tells you," said Achilles angrily. "Come, Odysseus," said Ajax, rising to his feet. "This man is too proud to care about others. He does not know what human kindness is." Achilles did not answer. Achilles did not answer, and Odysseus and Ajax quickly left the camp.